League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique.
You are back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Uncle Barney says he wants Altuve back at second base tomorrow. Altuve's bat makes up for his poor defense much more than Dubon's defense makes up for his horrible hitting. Fair point, but it's not Dubon versus Altuve. It's Dubon versus whoever you're now playing in left. And look, I like Zach DiCenzo's potential. We don't know what Zach DiCenzo is going to be in the bigs. We don't know what it looks like yet. That's why I kind of want Altuve splitting for a little bit. And then maybe in June, July, okay, DiCenzo's a 300 hitter. DiCenzo's hitting for power. You can't. He has forced your hand where he has to be in the lineup. Okay, well, then now you make the move back to Altuve. I'm okay with seeing how this plays out for 2 months and then kind of getting some information and then go from there. Texter, why not just DH Altuve? Well, then where's Jordan going to play? And secondly, I don't want Jordan playing. I don't want Jordan on the field. Jordan rule number 3, do not play defense because you're too important, and if you get hurt, the Astros season is toast. Have the Jordan rules taught you nothing? A texture right field needs to be Glovesmith or something like that. Nah, you can't go Glovesmith because he's not known for his glove, and yeah. Right field's not his natural position. Like this, he's a hitter. Like he's going to slug, hopefully. So I don't like the Glovesmith one. I love this for Cam because I'm a trial by fire type of guy. I think the too soon ruined confidence narrative is a bunch of crap. He's not going to spontaneously combust if he fails in the majors. Good for Cam Ocho. Yeah, maybe we do overrate it a little too much. I err on the side of development and club control and all of that. But I'm not going to sit here and bang that drum today. I'm not going to sit here and bang the drum because I do think Cam Smith makes the Astros better now. And if you have a playoff caliber team, you do the moves that make you better now. So I don't have a strong opinion towards that. I totally would have understood it, but I'm not banging on the Astros for calling up Cam Smith. Texter, I think it should be similar to what Yiner did, but a 250 average, 20 homers, 60 RBIs. I would sign up for that. If Cam Smith goes 250, 20 homers, 60 RBIs, sold. I would be thrilled with that type of year.
Yeah, that'd be absolutely fine with me. Like, I think the home runs there would be on the upside of what I was hoping for. And to the previous Texter's point, I think we probably do overrate like the idea of it ruining a guy too much. Maybe most so in the sense that if a guy is truly special, I don't think calling him up a month early is actually going to ruin him. Like, the only way you're actually going to, quote-unquote, ruin a guy, if he wasn't capable of doing it and never was, or if he's more someone in the middle tier, maybe that sets a guy back that's more of a middle talent. But, like, if Cam Smith is as special as his prospect pedigree and everything that comes, being a first-round pick, all the things that we've talked about with Cam Smith, if he's as special as that points him out to be, then coming up a month or two early shouldn't ruin him. I would agree with that.
Yeah. It's going to be fun to watch. Uncle Barney says Chaz or DiCenzo in left field. I still have confidence in Chaz. That's a better lineup. Like, if Chaz – and what's weird about DiCenzo, it's not weird. He just has reverse splits. So, like, DiCenzo could be your right-handed platoon guy in left field. And Chaz, who still hits lefties well, even with a bad year, still hits lefties well, he could be your guy in left field that starts against lefties. So, like, that could be a – I know they're both righties, but you could platoon both of those guys in left, moving Altuve back to second. That would be better offensively. I have zero doubt about that. I do think it makes you lesser defensively. And I think that the Astros' mantra is that they want to be really good on the mound and they want to play really good defense. So it kind of depends on what you value more there. Texter, super excited about Cam Smith. Even if it doesn't work out, the fans can't be mad at the decision. People wanted this. That's not true. If Cam Smith is tragic, if Cam Smith is terrible, then absolutely you can be mad at the decision. And I wouldn't point the finger at Cam, though. I wouldn't point the finger at Cam. If Cam Smith is a disaster and does not hit our baseline of what we would deem a successful rookie year, which I think we should be realistic with that, then I'm pointing my finger at Dana Brown saying you called him up way too early. Like that absolutely is in play. I can be mad if Cam Smith has a poor rookie season.
Yeah, I think going back to what we just talked about like how true is the idea of ruining a guy if he's truly special, I would definitely point the finger at Dana Brown, but I might more so point the finger at you didn't get enough for Kyle Tucker. If Cam Smith comes up and is an absolute disaster, I do think I side with that texter's point, and then that, you know, what would an extra 7 weeks really have meant? Maybe he just wasn't that guy. I would more point the finger to Dana Brown, like, you traded away a 30-30 gold glove potential MVP and you got back this. I mean, Cam Smith is obviously the absolute jewel of this trade. Now, we like Isak Paredes. We'll see what happens with Wisniewski. But if Cam Smith fails, it's going to be hard for us to view the Kyle Tucker trade as a success. So that would be what I would point
to. But it doesn't have to be in year one, though. Like,
I know, but we're talking about in a hypothetical where he bombs. And it does. I would assume that would play out in this hypothetical situation. It continues to play out where he just never becomes the guy. That would be a bomb, in my opinion.
Does Cam Smith on the roster show Dana Brown desperation to win a title in this window? No, I don't think so. I think that you, Texter, are being a little bit too serious about this. I think it's pretty simple. I think they believe Cam Smith is better than any of their other outfield options in right field. They think Cam Smith would have more production than Ben Gamel. They think Cam Smith will have more production than Chaz McCormick. They think that Cam Smith's going to have more production than Zach DiZinzo. I don't think it's like, well, we're desperate to win a championship. Oh, we're desperate to add a bat. Oh, we're desperate to win 95 games. When GMs are putting together a roster, it's what gives us the best chance to win the maximum amount of games that we can win. Who's going to produce better? I think it's simply they think Cam Smith's a better option than Zach DiZinzo, Chaz McCormick, Ben Gamel.
Yeah, absolutely. And to kind of head another, I think, potential talking point off at the path, because we've heard this conversation when it comes up to, you know, rushing other top guys up. Like, well, okay, maybe this is more of a box office, let's make some money, let's get the fans excited move and not a baseball move. But this is a team with, you know, stars like Fromber and Hunter Brown and Yordan and Altuve. Cam Smith isn't bringing an extra 5,000 people to the ballpark, at least not right away. So, any notion of this being made for any other reason than he's purely our best right fielder, I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think that's it. Service time is important to cheap owners like the Astros. Well, today's move would not back that up. Not for Cam Smith specifically, but also DiZinzo. Like, DiZinzo is going to get service time and not play most days. So it's not important to the cheap owner today.
It's not a conservative move. Like, I mean, look, there have been plenty of times where you could accuse this Astros front office, previous Astros front offices of being conservative. This ain't it. Like, calling up Zach DiZinzo and Cam Smith now, when you could have, like you said, bought an extra year for both guys by keeping them down till June-ish, whenever that deadline is. That would be the conservative move. This is anything but that.
This is aggro. This is aggro AF. Like, this is aggro.
Yeah, this is very aggro.
Cameron Field as a nickname for Ryan. Hey, you like that?
I don't mind that. Yeah,
Cameron Field.
I don't know. You can't really call the section that. So we were talking about the section. But Cameron Field, it's not bad. I'd buy a T-shirt with that.
Battery Chuck, he blasted the city of Houston. He said the Smithsonian has too many syllables for Houston. You know what? I'm going to time out Battery Chuck for saying that on behalf of the city of Houston.
Times. Clearly, we can pronounce it. Thank you, though.
I timed him out, though. On behalf of you, Houston, Battery Chuck, for that insult has been timed out.
That's a little soft, though, Jeremy. Timed him out?
I like to do the comedic timeouts.
Okay.
I do them for the
for
giggles and the
purposes?
Laughs.
All right, I guess I'll let that pass.
I don't do them for, serious things. All right. Do it for, ha-ha, I gotcha. The crowd in right field can be the Smithereens. I kind of like that.
Smithereens.
The Smithereens is pretty good.
It's not bad.
And he, blasts the baseball to Smithereens.
Smithereens. This may be taking in a different direction, but blasting the ball to Smithereens feels like an early favorite for Jeff Blum's home run call.
You're right. It does. I kind of like Smithereens.
Yeah. Smithereens, I would put that as a betting favorite for Jeff Blum's home run call.
I like that. B-Mac, what's the worst that can happen if he fails? So what? Send him down and let him work until he improves. The thought there is that, you know, you start to wonder if you got into his head. And, like, you know, Yogi Berra once said, 90% of baseball is half mental.
Yeah. No, I mean, like I said, I was initially for the kind of 1 month, make sure he's ready. But maybe it's just the excitement of the moment, excitement of the day. But I think the more and more we're talking about, the more and more I'm talking myself into this being the right move. And kind of going back to what that texter said earlier in the show that, you know, like the whole idea of ruining a guy. If Cam Smith is truly special, 3 weeks early isn't going to ruin him. If 3 weeks early ruins him, then he wasn't that special.
713-780-ESPN. Your thoughts, what are we calling right field? This is Cam Smith Day. It's Cam Smith Day in the city of Houston. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Alex says they're going to call Cam's Corner. Watch. That'd be bad. Smithereens is the fan base. Smithsonian, way better than Cam's Corner. Todd the show, Jim Crane knows how to sell merch. He now has three legit new jerseys to sell. That's a good point. That's a good point. Cam Smith's jersey sales are going to be pretty dang high.
This doesn't strike me as a Jim Crane decision, though.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean, taking it too seriously than I should have, but in the case that we are taking it seriously, this does not strike me as a Jim Crane move.
Yeah, I agree. Because, like, the jersey sale is going to be there at some point. It might not be opening day, but it's there at some point. Although you got more people on opening day than you would June 3, you know?
Yeah, especially if you end up being bad.
Yep. Cam's fans in right field, Camstronauts. Not bad. I'm not putting it on Smithereens and Smithsonian's level. Pena started off hot, then struggled for a while. Pena was used to make everyone forget Correa, even though he wasn't completely ready. Cam going to make us forget Tugger and Bregman. Jeremy Pena, his rookie year, is kind of who Jeremy Pena has been his whole career, though.
He hit for more power that rookie year. That was like 21 home runs.
22, yeah.
Yeah, it was, like the texter mentioned, it was kind of roller coaster. Like, he started off really hot. Like, I think his average was over 300 for the first month and change, or maybe even up to June 1st. Yeah. Bottomed out and then had a good close of the season that obviously carried into the postseason. But certainly showed more pop in that year. Of that rookie year.
I don't think that you could say he wasn't completely ready. Because, I mean, he was 24 years old. He's had 3 years in the bigs. That was his career high in WAR. That was his career high in homers. That was his career high in OPS. Like, the whole he wasn't ready, I don't know about that.
Right, because it was, I mean, not ready would have been coming up and playing terribly. It was arguably his best offensive year. I mean, so you can't say he wasn't ready. Yeah. I mean, it's certainly, you know, at least in home runs, it was his the best he's ever done, so that wouldn't be the opposite of not being ready.
Dicam Park.
Ooh.
You like that?
Not a lot. But
it sounded, the woo yeah, told me okay. Otherwise.
Yeah. You're right. I don't mind it. It's not terrible. What was the other one for? Oh, it was in a Cameron Field. I like that one better.
It's not right field, though. We're talking about the whole park.
I know. You can't use it. I think the lead into the clubhouse is still Smithsonian for the section, and then Jeff Blum's home run call is he hit the ball to Smithereens.
I kind of like calling the fan base in right field the Smithereens.
I'm fine with that, too.
Bam Bam Cam could be a Flintstones licensing cash grab for Jim Crane. I don't know how I feel about Bam Bam Cam.
It's kind of corny.
Cam's Cove. That's not awful. It's not as good as the others.
I like Coast better.
15 home runs, 65 RBIs, 15 steals. You take that. I don't know if he's a 15 stolen bases guy.
I don't know how he profiles with stealing bags.
He's an athlete. He can run a bit. I don't think he's stealing 15 bases. Plus, I don't know if I want one of my sluggers stealing a whole lot of bags. But would you take 15 homers, 65 RBIs as a baseline rookie year?
It's a little on the low end for me, but I wouldn't kill Dana Brown for that.
I'd take it. Cam is solid, has an OPS over 750, and Paredes hits 20 bombs, and Wesneski wins 10 games. Then the Tucker trade was a complete fleece job of the Cubs. I'm going to look at combined WAR, but I like the way that this trade is shaping up. I liked it then. I still like it now.
Yeah, I think Paredes, I mean, when you add everything up, that would certainly, like the texter pointed out, I think make the trade a win, especially if the war ends up being higher. But at least from what I've heard from people's expectations for Isak, it sounds 20 home runs would be on the low side. I get what the point, like if he at least gets there, then it's a win. But 20 home runs feels like it'd be a disappointment to most people's expectations.
You're
given
nuts.
What like the park factor say was with his pull ability.
You're talking about Isak.
Yeah,
20 home runs feels light.
It feels light for people's expectations.
I feel like he's going to get to 25 minimum. And again, assuming health. Like if he plays in 130 games, it changes the calculus. A corner of ambiguous men. No, I don't like that one there, Texter.
That's dumb.
Not my favorite. Cam's camp. Okay. Not bad.
Nah.
I'm curious about DeZinzo. Would think he should get every day at bats, and that would happen in left field and Altuve at second. I get Altuve is not good defensively, but are you really going to hit Dubon or Rogers over DeZinzo? You had the conversation. I think that's why you split. I think it's why Jose Altuve should bounce around a bit, even though they don't want to do that. How about Smithville?
No.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Not a fan of that one.
Yeah, I think the split, and this kind of goes back to what I think Joel laid out in some way yesterday. If you agree with us, and I think you agree with me on this, that Altuve should probably, let's call 2 out of 5, start at second base. I would even go up to 3 out of 5, everyone but Frumber and Hunter, but let's just put it at 2 of 5. If you're able to give DeZinzo 2 starts in left field when Altuve's playing second, plus maybe give, you know, Isak and Christian Walker an off day, then, I mean, you could get to, you know, 4 or 5 starts a week, I think, without much of a problem.
That's a lot of days off. A lot of days off for some of your better players if you're doing that. But maybe they're forced to.
Well, at least 3. Like, if you're taking 2 days away from Altuve, then either Isak or Walker is getting a day off each week.
You can't take 2 days from Altuve. That's too much.
You wouldn't put Altuve at second base 2 days a week?
Oh, I think you meant completely off.
No.
Give him two days off.
If I said that, my bad. No, what I'm saying is, like, because I don't know how far you're willing to go with Altuve in second base. I'm willing to go up to 3.
Me too.
Okay, so let's play with that scenario then. I mean, that's 3 days a week already that you can put DeZinzo in left field. Then you take either one day per week between either Isak or Christian Walker, and that's 4 games a week.
Yeah, he starts once every 2 weeks at third, once every two weeks at first.
And plus 3 days
a
week.
He plays left field behind Wesneski, Arrighetti, and Blanco.
Yeah, I think that works.
The only two pitchers that I don't want Altuve at second base is Hunter Brown and Fromber.
Agreed.
And if you want to play him at second base when the other three guys are on the mound, okay, have at it. And I do think it makes the most sense from, like, plate appearance perspective, getting DeZinzo at bats. Like, I think it's the way to go. The hanging chad here, though, is that Joe Espada said he doesn't want to move Altuve around that much, but he also said he wants young players to get every day at bats.
Yeah, one of them can't be right. So
yeah, it's like we spend way too much time, like, putting stock in what these people say. Like, oh, Dana Brown said this. Well, Dana Brown isn't truthful half the time. Well, a coach said this. Well, coaches are usually lying to the media. So, like, we take their words and treat them as gospel. We're like, well, Espada said this, so DeZinzo can't make the team. You know what I mean? Like,
this is the front office that told us Kyle Tucker was going to be a lifer, right? I mean, and that's by far not the only example. I do take Joe more at his word than Dana, but that's not a high bar to clear.
It's shocking the Astros fans forget Altuve is bad at playing second base with ground ball pitchers in the rotation. With all the winning the Astros have done, you would think we would have a smarter fan base. Come on, don't ridicule the fan base, Texter. We're not going to read mean text to our listenership in the Hive. Don't call them stupid. 713-780-3776 if you want to talk about how dumb everybody is.
Just keep asking good questions and don't ask dumb questions.
Thank you, Nick. You were on it first. He played a little bit of first in the minors. They deemed that he could never play first. It would be a nice luxury. It would make things a lot better. Now, you couldn't do it with Christian Walker now for 3 years. But, yeah, it doesn't seem like he'll ever play first base. He's Big Poppy. He's going to be your DH forever. He might start 30 games in left field, but he's your Big Poppy. Smith's nickname is Sweet Pickle, so it should be pickle related. I hate that nickname.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I'm sure it's some childhood thing, but yeah, I hate that nickname.
Cam Smith is hitting .330, 45 homers, 110 RBI, says Tyler in Conroe. I don't know what you're smoking up there in Conroe.
110 RBI
good.
is
Actually, I have some idea what you might be smoking in Conroe.
Oh, you actually, do? Have you also smoked those things in Conroe?
No. But I do have a friend in the row that knows about such matters.
Uh-huh, a friend.
Things go down in the row, Brian. Things go down in the row.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience. Look, I'm not trying to out you here. I think it should be legalized, but I don't know.
What I am talking about in the row should not be legalized.
All right. Well,
it's like Albuquerque South, what's going on in the row right now.
Really? Okay. So this is maybe a more crystal blue persuasion?
Perhaps.
Okay.
Perhaps.
So, again, sounds like you know from experience.
I do know from experience, not firsthand experience, but like 9 degrees of Kevin Bacon here.
Well, they don't drug test here. You're fine.
Would it be inappropriate to call a Cam Smith homer a cam shot? Borderline. Borderline.
Cam
we probably won't be doing it.
I don't think they're going to. That has the potential.
It's not inappropriate, but it's not good.
It's inappropriate adjacent.
Yeah, that's it. It's kind of like my knowledge of what's going on in the row. They say to be the best, you've got to play the best. Woo! Why not bring him up now? They did. They brought him up now. He's going to be so tired of these couch GMs, Loperfido and Bloss, not making the Jays opening day roster after Astros Twitter had a meltdown when they got traded. Should show the guy actually getting paid to make these decisions, knows what he's doing. Let it play out. It will be fine. Okay, fair, but you also forgot about Willie Wagner. Like, let's talk about the entire trade. Like, if you're going to celebrate Loperfido and Bloss being sent down and that it enhances the Astros side of the Yusei Kikuchi trade, let's tell the whole story. What's Willie Wagner up to up there north of the border? Like, we can't just cherry pick certain things that support the narrative and support the argument. And also, the Blue Jays didn't trade for Joey Loperfido and Jake Bloss to have excellent starts to their 2025 season. That was a long-term trade. So I feel like you're kind of spitting that one there a little bit. Texture, maybe gaslighting a little bit there. I never know what that means. All right, 713-780-3776. The Hive wants to talk about Cam Smith Day in Houston. It is the B, 713-780-3776. By the way, Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. It could also be the day that you save some bucks. Save some cash. We all like that, right? Being a homeowner comes with a lot of responsibility, and with that responsibility comes great cost. Own Well is here to help you with both of those things. Let them take a little bit off your plate, but also save you some money. A lot of homeowners are overpaying on property taxes, and I do not want it to be you. Own Well does not want it to be you. Head to ownwell.com. You can sign up in less than 3 minutes. Their experts will be fighting for you. Cutting-edge technology, which is going to start saving you money, hopefully, with no upfront cost. That's what I love about Own Well. They're not going to charge you a dime unless they can save you some money. Own Well handles it all from start to finish, so it's very low stress. You're not doing a whole lot. You're just signing up, and you can do that in less than 3 minutes. And Own Well will deliver top results. No upfront cost, only pay if you save. Low risk, high reward. Own Well levels the playing field, eliminates the concern of paying too much on property tax for the everyday home and property owner like you and me. Deadline to protest May 15th. Don't run out of time. Save money on your property taxes with Own Well. Sign up in less than 3 minutes and start your protest today at ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're locked in with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
No Blankers today. He's out. Brian filling in. B-Mackers in for Blankers. You don't want to play any Bob Marley for Cam Smith? That's his jam, man. Listen to Bob Marley every day.
That's, you know what? E9 on this one. I will have some Bob Marley next segment.
Okay, there we go. Like what I hear. Interesting that you put yourself in right field.
I'm just Cam Smith. I'm going with the theme of the day.
Fair enough. It's not bad. Can Cam and Eddie Smith? No, it doesn't work. If Cam Smith starts and plays like Jackson Holliday in his first time called up, what do we think? Like, what is his runway here? Like, say he has some struggles. How long do you think he stays up?
I think it depends on what the other options are, and which is part of why, as we've talked about it, I think that's part of why the move is made. Like, there's not a lot of other options to me. I mean, unless you think Chaz is going to, you know, return to form, and we don't really want him in right anyway because of his arm. Maybe DeCenzo is tearing the cover off the ball. He could become an option. But, I mean, in his limited sample size in the major league, it was obviously a very small sample size. He didn't show a bat that I would think would take this job from Cam. So I think the runway is pretty lengthy because there's really not any other option.
Yeah, I think it's pretty lengthy, too. I think he's going to have a pretty long leash. Tyler and Conroy, I'd like to change my vote on if I'm happy with the job Dana Brown has done. Him helping Schwab be right for once in his life is unforgivable.
Is that a win for us, though?
That Schwab is right?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Did we want Schwabie to be right? Like, because now we're going to...
I have no problem with it.
Okay, all right. I don't have a problem with Schwabie, but now we're going to have... I mean, he's obviously going to be victory lapping it for...
Oh, he is. Him and Spolane are fighting. Him and Spolane are fighting on Twitter right now.
What? Who called it first?
Yeah, Spolane said... Spolane on March... No. Schwab's dunking on Spolane.
Oh, okay.
There's no chance Cam Smith is on the Astros opening day roster in 2025. None, zero. But to be fair to Schwabie, that was a quote tweet of one of Schwabie's tweets. So, like, he quote tweeted him, which quote tweeting is kind of dunking on somebody.
Oh, so, okay. So, Spillane, who has never dunked in his life, tried to dunk on Schwabie.
A proverbial dunk.
Yes, yeah. And now Schwabie's dunking back. Okay.
Or he could have a goal from Pro Dunk, ProDunk.com.
Yeah, the lightning adjust.
Yeah, he could have lowered it.
Yeah, if I'm trying to think of what...
Here's the history on this, Brian. Schwab tweeted on March 3rd, if top prospect Cam Smith keeps hitting like this, he's making the opening day roster and he's probably starting. He needs about 30, 40 more at-bats this spring before we can know for sure, but I haven't seen a hitting prospect this special since Jordan. Which, I mean, he's laying it on pretty thick there.
That is pretty
Schwabie.
Thick, yeah.
Laying it on pretty thick, but he said if he hits like this, he's making the opening day roster and he's probably starting. He's right. Like, you have to give him flowers. Like, is he right or is he wrong? He's right. So, like, he's right. And then Spolane quote tweeted it, which, again, is kind of like, you know, you're trying to dunk on somebody.
On a probably 6-foot goal.
Yeah. He said there is no chance Cam Smith's on the opening day roster in 2025, none, zero. So Schwabie, as you might expect, from somebody who tried to dunk on him on the past, is now dunking on Spolane.
You know what? I'll go full 180 on this. Schwabie has every right to dunk on Adam Spolane.
Here's what his tweet was. Adam said no chance that Cam Smith made the opening day roster. Quote none. Quote zero. What a clown. Clown emoji.
Mm.
Did he go too far with the clown emoji?
Clown feels a little aggressive, but I get it. Like if someone tries to dunk on you and like be completely dismissive of your take, and then it turns out to be 100% correct, I totally get the want to drop the clown emoji, but it is maybe a little aggro.
If I were in Spolane's shoes and I said I didn't think Cam Smith was going to make the roster. I said probably on a TikTok like 3 or 4 weeks ago that I didn't think Cam Smith was going to be here. I thought it'd be more June, July. So, I mean, I was wrong, too. And I'd be the first one to admit it. I'm not stunned anymore because we saw the momentum growing,
It kept going, yeah.
But if you would have told me 3 weeks ago that this was going to happen, I would have been stunned. Now, with the momentum we've seen over the last few weeks, I'm not surprised at all. In fact, we started the show. I thought there was a 99% chance he was making the team. And then we found out 10 minutes later that he was on the team. I would wear this, like, if I were Spolane. Like, there's no chance, none, zero. You have to wear it. You're wrong. You have to wear it. So I wouldn't have any issue with it. Now, if I were in Schwab's shoes, I absolutely would quote tweet it. I wouldn't go to the insult route, though.
The
clown
might take a little far. Yeah.
I'll dunk on you if you tried to dunk on me. Like, I'll never dunk on somebody, usually. I guess I shouldn't say 100% of the time. But I try not to dunk. Quote tweet. I try not to comment on other people's stuff. I'm not bulletproof there. I slip from time to time. Try not to, but I do slip from time to time. But if you quote tweet me or you come at me, gloves are off. But I don't do the insult thing. So I would have done what Schwab did, but left out the clown thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not a big fan of the insult stuff.
Come of the king, you better not miss. But
you calling Schwab the king?
Well, at least for the next 24 hours. He nailed it. I think Schwabie was definitely – I don't remember the date of when he sent that tweet that was the Spillane.
March 3rd.
March 3rd, okay. So I don't remember how that lines up with Cam Smith's first spring appearance because, I mean, we all remember that first spring appearance. He hits two home runs, I believe both Oppo – in the first game, and everyone just, you know, went through the roof. Oh my God, it's Cam Smith. Make the roster. And I think most people at that point are like, okay, settle down. It's one game.
Right.
It's spring training. You know, five at bats above single A, all the things we've said a million times over. At that point, saying he was going to make the major league roster to start the season and start in right field when he hadn't started, you know, in right field yet, felt like an extreme over the top reaction, but he continued it and proved it wasn't just the one off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he was right.
He's got Schwabe, though.
He's got scoreboard. Spolane shouldn't have tried to quote tweet him.
Yeah, like, I agree.
He shouldn't have quote tweeted him. Like, if you want to, like, have your opinion on it, don't quote tweet the guy. Like, just send out
just
a regular tweet,
say,
I don't think Cam Smith's making the roster. Like, you don't need to quote tweet him. Like, you're trying to embarrass the guy by doing it. I hate quote tweets.
You're trying to show him up. Yeah.
Like, quote tweets whenever, like, it's an extension of the conversation or you're introducing it to your audience is much different. But whenever, like, you have the same following or, like, it's within the same community, basically, and you quote tweet somebody, you are trying to dunk on them. You are trying to embarrass them.
Yeah, especially if you're not part of the conversation. Like, you're jumping in only to dismiss the idea as ludicrous.
Right, exactly. I'm not a big quote tweet fan. Like, whenever you do it in that way, because, again, you're trying to embarrass them. The battering Cam, not bad. The Pickle Party, because it's his nickname. I hate the nickname. I know it's his nickname,
Pickle
but I hate
Party.
The nickname.
Oh, it's bad.
It's
funny,
so bad.
Kind of.
I don't think it's going to stick. I don't
now,
think it's going to stick.
If he is Sweet Pickle, that's the nickname, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't remember who brought up marketing opportunities earlier in their one, but there could be a Rick and Morty marketing
time. No. Don't talk that nerdy stuff.
Rick and Morty's not that
We don't
nerdy.
Do Rick and Morty on
it's
the Killer Bees,
that
Brian.
Nerdy.
Brian.
I don't even watch
Brian,
the show.
Where's
I
Blankers
don't...
when we need them? Rick and Morty.
Well, if Blankers is here to be talking about putting weenies in things like he did yesterday.
He did that one time for a one day. He did it.
It felt like a really long time.
He did it for one day, Brian. Now he did it for most of the day, but he only did it for one day. The Grand Canyon.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Camp Smith. Do we already have a Camp Smith?
I think we did.
What about Cam Locksmith? His offense is a major key, and his defense could lock down opponents. Yeah, I don't know if his defense is doing that. Yeah, and there's already enough Locksmiths in Houston. Like, you already have Jabari Smith. You already have Lassiter.
Yeah.
If he sucks a swing and a Smith, that's more of an opposed. Like, maybe if the Mets strike him out, like, that's more of an opposing radio call. No one in Houston should be saying that. How about Cam Nobody Hold Me Down? Come book your stay at the Campton Inn, says Pat 409. I don't know about that.
A little wordy.
I think Cam Smith's floor is much higher than Pena's. Pena also got hot and won the ALCS MVP. I think Cam Smith's offensive floor is much higher than Pena's. But Pena's defense gives him a pretty high floor overall because it's pretty solid and it's the most important defensive position. But if you want to say offensive floor, I completely agree with that text.
Yeah, no, the defense is, I think, a complete unknown because right field is very new to Cam Smith at this point. I believe he still started more games at third, or at least played more games at third in spring training than in right. But
yeah,
certainly, no doubt, the offensive production potential is way higher for Cam Smith than it is Jeremy Pena.
Cameron's Yard, I don't like that one.
Kind of
like it's a play on Camden Yard, but it's not in Baltimore. Going to be hard to come up with a signature name for right field when Cam Smith is the most generic name in America. I thought that was Joe Smith. Who was the one married to Pocahontas? Wasn't that Joe Smith?
I think it was Joseph Smith, yeah.
Yeah. Cam
John,
Dam?
No, John Smith. It was
John Smith. That's right. Cam's Hams? No, that's terrible.
No, that could have some connotations.
Cam Chernot has a nice ring to it. Slap it on a T-shirt and get rich quick. I don't think you're getting rich quick in the T-shirt business. That was from Wheatstraw.
Yeah, who's ever gotten rich? I've seen people selling T-shirts outside of the, you know, whatever venue you're at. They don't often look like they're rich.
No. Camdemonium. That's not bad. Camdemonium. Like,
that
that's
could be
more.
Like a Todd Callis part of his call. Like a Cam Smith walk-off home
run. It has to be a walk-off.
Yeah.
It has to be it can't just be a home run in the third.
Yeah,
it has to be a walk-off home run. It's full Camdemonium. Like that, yeah. That actually works for a walk-off.
Dicom Park. It's Camdemonium. Yeah.
That's not bad. Cam's Carnage. Cam 90, Smith Sons, nah. Captain Cam, Cammy, Jack's Cammy Ice. It's brutal. Cam's Campers.
Yeah. No,
it's okay.
Cam's Campers.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I don't like that.
Because they're camping out in the right field bleachers.
Yeah. No, I don't like that.
Cam's Cowpole with a cow emoji. No, we're not doing that. Cam's Corral. That's not terrible. The alliteration's okay.
Not bad. Not bad.
Cam Central Station.
Now, if he was playing left field where Union Station used to be, you know, way back. That would make some – maybe I'm thinking way too much into it. But, yeah, no, I'd probably pass on that.
Grand Canyon, Sir Camelot. Cam Smith Day in Houston. Taking your thoughts. How excited are you that Cam Smith is the everyday right fielder for the Houston? What is a realistic expectation for Cam Smith as well? 713-780-3776. It is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew. Live in the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees. Now back to Joel and Jeremy.
No Joel today. Brian in for Blankers. Blankers missing out on Cam Smith Day in Houston. We're talking Cam Smith nicknames. Expectations for Cam Smith. What does he add to this team? Are the Astros better? 713-780-3776. I already love Cam Smith because he meditates before games like I meditate before shows. He listens to Bob Marley, and who doesn't love Bob Marley? He takes notes of veterans at spring training on a notepad. Like, the dude is different. He's different. I like that. Good different. We'll see if it materializes to the field. But a top prospect, Astros' best prospect, got him in the Tucker trade. Already a fan favorite, even though he hasn't played in a big league game. How about not giving right field any kind of nickname until he actually plays a few games and he hits at least 275? Let's call it right field right now. Texas, you sound fun at parties. You sound like a great time. You sound like somebody that would want to have a drink with Brian and watch Rick and Morty.
Well, oh, come on. I actually don't even watch Rick and Morty, but I just knew the reference.
Coward D texted it and goes, this is Coward D, and Rick and Morty is cinema.
Yeah, see,
my bad, Coward
D. Now I regret even bringing it up because now I feel like I've identified myself as a Rick and Morty watcher, and I don't even like it. But.
Yeah, I do try to live my life to impress Coward D, so I'm a little saddened that I've been bashing on Rick and Morty, and Coward D's a Rick and Morty guy.
Does that make you rethink your stance?
No, not even close. It just makes me a little sad.
It doesn't really mean that much to you. It's more of a token thing that it means to you.
I'm just sad that I disappointed Coward D. It's like disappointing your mother, you know? You don't want to disappoint your mother. You don't want to disappoint your Coward D.
Huh.
C. Smith Sweet. It's a little wordy.
Nah, hard pass.
I think Cam Smith could end up being a Bagwell Anderson trade. That would take Kyle Tucker being bad. And Kyle Tucker's still in the prime of his career. He's still an MVP caliber player. I'm not willing to go that far because Larry Anderson was a good player, but it was in the twilight of his career. All of that. Like Yordan was traded for Josh Fields. I'm not going to call it a Bagwell Anderson trade. Kyle Tucker's too good of a player.
Yeah, it would take more than just Cam Smith being good for that to turn out to be that sort of trade. I mean, maybe even if Kyle Tucker's good, maybe if Wes Neski is a quality arm and Isak shows the potential that we thought many people think he has with this ballpark and becomes a consistent 30 home run guy for the, I guess, what, next 3 years of team control, then maybe it creeps into that Bagwell territory, but most likely it would take Kyle Tucker bottoming out, which is hard to see.
He would have to fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
He really would. Right field fans wore crowns for Tucker, so I'm assuming we're going to see some pickle outfits now. I hope not. Like, I don't need the Sharks. I don't need the Chaz Chomp. I don't need pickles in right field. Let's just call it a cool nickname like the
Zero Fun, sir.
That was the texture that said, let's just call it right
field. I
don't
know. You're saying that you're against all outfits.
I don't want pickle outfits. No.
You don't have to wear the pickle outfits.
I don't want to see them on the shin.
Okay, so you're sitting in the comfort of Branham Manor, and it's really going to bother you seeing pickle outfits on the shin?
Bother might be too strong a word, but uncomfortable. Like, grown men in pickle outfits is weird. That's weird.
Let people do them.
And it's still weird.
Yeah, don't be the fun police.
This isn't fun. It's no fun for anybody.
But it's fun.
It's not even
them.
Fun for them.
It's
I don't think it
them.
Is. No, I think it's embarrassing for them.
Zero fun, sir.
Hot take, Cam Smith has a better offensive season than Jeremy Pena. That's probably not that big a hot take.
I don't think that is at all.
Yeah, right field should be called Tucker's X's. No, No. What's the old saying whenever, I forget it. I'm blanking on it. Out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yes.
Like let's put Kyle Tucker out of sight, out of mind. We have a new right fielder. We're all excited for him. We don't need Kyle Tucker to be any sort of
I mean
factor into what right field's going to be called.
Oh, okay, yeah. As far as what you're going to be calling it for sure. I mean, but as far as ignoring Tucker completely, I mean, all's well, you know.
No, it's
easier said than done if he goes off and has a huge year.
For sure. I'm just saying we don't need to be calling anything in right field about Kyle Tucker.
We don't want to, we don't want to put our ex's name in the title of what we call our new fling.
Out of sight, out of mind. Cam Man, Space Cam. I like the
Space Cam's
the
not
play
bad.
On space. That's not bad.
Space Cam, Space Jam. I like it.
The Great Cambino.
Ooh. Now you have to get to a certain home run total. Like, I don't think we could call him Cambino if he's never hit over 40.
He needs to hit 40 home runs, and then we can call him the Great Cambino.
Yeah, we have to put that one on the shelf and wait until he gets over 40 home runs.
We can put a pin in that one, though. Yeah. Like, that has potential. He just, like, he has to do something before you can call him the Great Cambino.
Yeah, that's a lofty nickname. He's got to earn that one.
Kill a Cam like the rapper, says a texter. Israel called this earlier and had that one.
I like that one.
Wham, bam, thank you, Cam.
Now, I think that actually has potential. I think Smithereens is probably still the leader. Hit the ball to Smithereens. But I think Wham, Bam, Thank You, Cam has potential to be a Jeff Blum home run call.
Specifically Blum.
Yeah,
specifically
Blum. Todd Callis will not say that.
No, he will not say Wham,
he's
Bam, Thank You, Cam.
He's far too professional to say Wham, Bam, Thank You, Cam.
He's not saying Wham, Bam, Thank You, Cam. No, he's not.
Would you work that into one of your home run? Do you guys have on the UH roster anyone named Cam? Would you work that into a call?
I don't think that we do.
Okay.
No, I don't say cheesy things. I'm more Todd Callis.
That tracks, yeah.
Yeah, whenever I'm much different outside of these 3 hours, Monday through Friday. This is my innie. And my innie is a strange cat. My innie's hyper, he's annoying, he's talkative. My outie's quiet, shy, and a little bit like on, you know, likes to be on the, you know, the back wall a bit. Just take things in, observe things, be very professional, be very buttoned up. But my innie, that guy's nuts.
I don't know if they're as different as you think, but I get what you're saying.
I'm going to ask Callis on, he's on with us tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
If he's thought of a Cam home run call, or if he'll say "Wham Bam Thank You Cam,"
I don't think he will.
He's actually gonna get insulted that we asked him. But
he was like, he would. I think he might actually get insulted. You think that little of me would say that?
My Annie doesn't care. To the tune of Bob the Builder, Cam he do it? Yes, he can. You have little kids there, Texter.
Yeah,
but I can relate.
That's a niche market, but it's not bad.
Right field names: Gulf of Camerica or Cam's Bayou. Cam's Bayou has some like Houston ties, like it makes some Houston sense. Gulf of Camerica is funny because of the current state of
political
what's going on.
Environment, yeah.
All right, Gulf of Camerica is funny. Cam's Bayou has some Houston ties. I kind of like Cam's Bayou. I don't know if I like it more than the Smithsonian or the Smithereens, but it's good. It's one of the better ones. The Great Cambino, Sultan of Smith. I don't like the Sultan of Smith.
No, Sultan of Swat, Sultan of Smith.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No.
I do like the Great Cambino if he hits that threshold. The flagship USS Cam, and then you have the Officers Club in the right field bleachers, says Eric the driver.
Not bad.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. That has some T-shirt potential too.
Sing a little Kambaya around the campfire?
Kumbaya? Okay.
That's too tough.
Kambaya? I don't know. That doesn't fit.
John Claude Van Cam.
That's cheesy, but I kind of like it.
But I could tell. Bob Marley, Smith Spliffs. The Campster Cage. Camembert Cheeseheads? I don't know. That probably went over my head.
Yeah, I know what the reference is with the type of cheese, but nah.
Cam Smith nicknames are Camelot, the Camrods instead of Camrads.
Okay. No, I don't need Ruski references for Cam Smith.
No, can't be seen as a good trade for the Cubs if Tucker doesn't resign there, right? That does factor in, yeah. Like if they only get 1 year of Kyle Tucker. That influences the trade big time.
Yeah, the only way it could be, I think, a win for the Cubs if he doesn't resign is if they win the World Series. Like, if they win the World Series and he's the MVP, then even if he leaves, it's worth it. But outside of that, he's got to resign.
Pickles Corner, Chris. No pickle references.
Pickle
I don't like this. I don't like the pickles.
I am kind of rooting for people to dress up in pickles just so it bothers you. Maybe it says more about me.
Fair.
Yeah, that probably makes me a jerk. But
AR Platinum, can we just call it Cam's Corner? I bet you that's what the Astros end up doing. They're going to be super cliche, super boring, go with Cam's Corner because there's alliteration there. I like the Smithsonian. I like smithereens.
I don't know if that's trademarked, though. I would guess it is.
Smithereens?
No. Smithsonian. I don't know if they'd actually, like, I like it, but, I mean, taking it too seriously, I don't know if they legally could call it that.
Texture, I know I already asked this, and I may have missed your response. Who has a better season, Bregman or Tucker?
I would say Tucker, but I know Bregman crushes Fenway, so that makes it a little bit closer. I would still say Tucker.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tucker. He's just a better player. Now, yeah. Bregman's numbers, I think, will be inflated, you're right, due to the offensive profile of one Fenway Park. Cannonball for a Jeff Blom home run call. I could see Blummer saying that. Cannonball.
I could see that.
Borderline. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP, listener line. Cash them or trash them with the bees. What are you cashing? What are you trashing? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.